This is TWiT.
Today is Martin Luther King Day in the United States, but I'm still here because the tech news never stops. It doesn't. To start the show, let's look at how the tech giants honor Dr. King today. This year's Google Doodle on their homepage is the work of Boston-based collage artist Akua Holmes, and it features MLK walking arm in arm with fellow activists in Selma, Alabama. An article on Mashable pointed us to a Spotify playlist that includes King's most famous speeches. Microsoft.com, on the other hand, continued its relentless pursuit of convincing you to buy a Microsoft Surface instead of a MacBook Air. But their search engine Bing did feature a photograph of the statue homage to King from Freedom Parkway in Atlanta near King's childhood home. And while Apple.com is commemorating King with a photograph from the March on Washington, CNN reports that this is not without controversy, since Apple does not offer MLK Day as a paid holiday to its employees. Companies that do, Facebook, Google, Twitter, Yahoo, eBay, HP, LinkedIn, Square, and Uber. Two newspapers reported over the weekend that the NSA has been hacking North Korean cyber spies since 2010. That was years before the North Koreans allegedly hacked Sony Pictures last year. Germany's Spiegel Online and the New York Times detailed an extensive program to crack the Chinese networks that provided North Korea's connection to the wider global internet and also infiltrate the Malaysian systems favored by North Korean hackers. NSA malware reportedly mapped and monitored networks used by North Korea's roughly 6,000 hired government hackers. Information gathered from the NSA hacking program is what gave the U.S. government its certainty about North Korea's role in the Sony Pictures hack. But this also raises big questions about why the U.S. was unable to prevent the Sony hack. Once again, Microsoft is having a tough time in China. The website greatfire.org reported this morning that Outlook in China experienced a man-in-the-middle attack. This is where the hacker is placed between the victim and the victim's connections and then can log the shared information like emails, contacts, and passwords. Both IMAP and SMTP for Outlook were targeted, but Outlook.com and login.live.com were not. The attack lasted for over a day, and greatfire.org reports that it has stopped. While the attack was happening, a pop-up warning would appear on the screen saying it could not verify the server identity. And, of course, clicking continue would allow the attack to take place. Microsoft released a statement saying, "We are aware of a small number of customers impacted by malicious routing to a server impersonating Outlook.com. If a customer sees a certificate warning, they should contact their internet service provider for assistance."